That's a hornpipe from The Water Music by George Frideric Handel, the Boston Baroque. Some happy music to start us off on Friday. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. And next we'll hear recordings we made just last week when we had a lot of fun when the Lawrence Opera Theater young singing professionals, opera singers came in and recorded these arias from a show that they're doing this weekend. There's one more performance of Trial by Jury, Gilbert and Sullivan, at Theater Lawrence this weekend. Let's check out the plaintiff's aria, the defendant's aria, and then we'll hear from the judge. The plaintiff, sung by Samantha Luna. The defendant, sung by Jacob Stuckey. And Lista Gerstenkorn was the judge. Three members of Lawrence Opera Theater. Three arias, three songs from Trial by Jury, Gilbert and Sullivan. And there'll be one more performance of this weekend, August 17th, 7:30 p.m. at Theater Lawrence. And there are still two performances remaining of Don Giovanni. I've already bought my ticket to watch the video of it live on Sunday. You can do that easily online at lawrenceopera.org, and planning to go see it tonight live as well. So it's a great performance of Don Giovanni. They picked an especially great Don Giovanni for the lead role. It's Hugo Vera's Lawrence Opera Theater. For all the information, for all the performances this weekend, they also have Angels and Demons, an evening of opera scenes and arias, and Heroes and Villains, a musical theater cabaret. So check it all out at lawrenceopera.org. And good morning. This is KPR Kansas Public Radio. A spirited rendition of the Canon in D Major by Johann Pachelbel, by harpist Yolanda Condonassis. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Next, Orchestral Brahms. Next hour, we have some interesting, pretty much unheard, piano music by Jean Sibelius, the Finnish composer who is most famous for his stirring Finlandia. Support for all the great classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge in new technologies and computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu. And thanks also to Cromwell Environmental for supporting classical music. Cromwell is serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Some say that Johannes Brahms wrote his first and second serenades for orchestra as kind of a practice run for his four symphonies that would ensue, but I don't see any reason to qualify it by that. It's just great music. Next, we'll hear the Serenade number 2, and I think of it more as just an orchestral suite with different ideas and great themes, great tunes. Here's Johannes Brahms, Serenade number 2 in A major, in a classic performance on KPR this morning. It's Leonard Bernstein's New York Philharmonic. Johannes Brahms, Serenade number 2, with Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyonce.
Join us in the morning. I guess Monday morning will be the next Morning Edition proper with Jay Schaefer here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, entertain, and inspire the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from FIDPIC, the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park, featuring traditional acoustic music, silly hats, food trucks, Sunday, August 25th, FIDPIC.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, the woman's name.
It was under the female's name, and another person had checked her in, and there was no red flags or anything like that.
The woman is charged with aiding and abetting a fugitive. The prisoner had escaped Tuesday from a medical transport van. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 30 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from C3 AI. C3 Generative AI works to enable rapid access to hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems using any LLM, helping turn the invisible into the obvious. This is Enterprise AI. This is KPR. Here's Vivaldi now on Kansas Public Radio. Sharon Isbin, the amazing guitarist, the way she played that middle movement like she didn't want to let it go. Sharon Isbin with the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra led by Lawrence Foster for what's usually called the Lute Concerto in D by Antonio Vivaldi, but there it was turned into a guitar concerto in D. Next, some unknown piano music by John Sibelius. And later on, Tommaso Albinoni double trumpet concerto. And after the 11 o'clock news, listen for Destiny Ann Mermagan, violinist, playing the Arkansas Traveler in a banjo tune. Good morning. It's 10:17. It's about 82 degrees now in Lawrence. And hey, if it's not worth the time or the trouble to sell that old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands. We'll turn it into the programs that you enjoy every day. We'll turn it into classical music. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. Now from a newish recording of Leif Ove Andsnes, pianist. Here are Impromptus, Bagatelles, and Sketches for Piano by Jean Sibelius on KPR. We've been listening to pianist Leif Ove Andsnes play piano music by Jean Sibelius. We've heard the Sibelius Impromptus, Bagatelles, and Sketches, and the pianist included this irresistible note. Everyone was astonished that there could be a major composer out there with such beautiful, accessible music that people don't know. These are intriguing works with the wonderful Sibelius qualities we know. I really believe in this music, and I want people to hear it. Leif Ove Andsnes' thoughts on the pieces we just heard. Piano pieces, not well known at all, by Jean Sibelius. He has a whole album of them on Sony, CBS. It's just called Leif Ove Andsnes, Sibelius. And good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned in just about, 20 minutes. We'll hear the Arkansas Traveler and banjo tune arranged for classical violin by Henri Vuitton and played by the classical cowgirl, our very own, Destiny Ann Mermagan. Also, a Telemann suite for strings There'll be Telemann Music live in Kansas City tonight with the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. Check out that concert at Visitation Catholic Church on Main Street in Kansas City, Missouri, kcbaroque.org. It's going to be a fine concert. In fact, we'll hear a little bit of them. We have a recording of them that we'll hear at about 11:45 or so, in about an hour. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, with services online, on YouTube, and in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for community building, worship, and music. Information at firstpreslawrence.org. Here's Tommaso Albinoni, a double trumpet concerto now on KPR. It's got oboes. E. Musicis, Heinz Holliger, and Maurice Borg, oboists in the Double Trumpet Concerto in C, Opus 9 by Tommaso Albinoni. Next on Kansas Public Radio, let's listen to the Kansas City Chorale. The Kansas City Chorale on Kansas Public Radio.
It's in high demand because it is crucial for the batteries that run electric vehicles. More on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that starting at 3 here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. You can listen online, kansaspublicradio.org, or remember, you can tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio, or download the app and listen to us on the go through your phone. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, Saturday, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic for musicians. Tickets available and more information as well at mixmaster2024.com. It's 11:01. It's KPR.
Live from visitors, Kristen Wright, NPR News, Washington. U.S. stocks are trading slightly higher this hour. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from JTV Jewelry Television, a TV shopping network offering a range of colored gemstone jewelry, including tanzanite, turquoise, and ruby. Available on TV or at jtv.com. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio. Here's a recording of Destiny Ann Mermegan, violinist, our own evening announcer here on KPR, playing a couple of tunes for us. The Classical Cowgirl, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermegan. She hosts classical music in the evenings. She won't tonight. Tonight is the proms, which is always a great show, but usually Monday through Thursday, it's Destiny with classical music. There she was as the violinist in a recording with Heather Adelsberger, violin. That was Henri Vuitton for some barn burner music. The Arkansas Traveler and banjo tune, opening up our 11 o'clock hour of classical music here on KPR, where support for the music comes from the Green Lady Lounge. featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here is Georg Philipp Telemann, Suite for Flute and Strings in A Minor with Philip Pickett and the New London Consort on KPR. That was Philip Pickett and the New London Consort, Suite for Flute and Strings in A by Georg Philipp Telemann. Tonight, the KC Baroque will have a concert. You can get more information about it at kcbaroque.org. They're doing Telemann with Trevor Stewart playing the flute part. Let's hear a little bit of the Kansas City Baroque Consortium now on Kansas Public Radio. From Les Boreades, the entry of Polymne, the music of Jean-Philippe Rameau, and before that, Handel's Second Harpsichord Suite. Nicholas Good played that, and members of KC Baroque Consortium played the Rameau, and they have a concert tonight in Kansas City, Visitation Catholic Church at, pre-talk at 6:30, concert at 7:30, wine reception to follow, kcbaroque.org.
Morning edition from NPR News brings...
Jing, we're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
You can join us at 3 o'clock for All Things Considered here on KPR. It's 12 noon. Good afternoon. I'm Cordelia Brown, Jeff Watson's in, with three more hours of classical music. Right after noon news and Stardate. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas Leadership Center with Transformation Grants, an opportunity for organizations to strengthen workforce engagement, communication, and problem-solving skills. Applications at kansasleadershipcenter.org/grants. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 FM. Plus, same thing on KANH and KANH, HD1 for Emporia through 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction, Abilene, 91.3, and KANQ, Chanute, 90.3.
Live from NPR.